What's up, guys? Hope you guys are doing super well. Hope you guys are off to a fantastic week so far. This is your host, Cam Wild. Welcome to the FIFO Fit Podcast Show, Episode 5. As always, if you guys are on site right now, I hope hope your swing is going nice and quickly, nice and smoothly, and you guys are looking forward to a flyout day, which I know that you are. And for those of you lucky enough to be on R&R right now, hope you guys are spending some great quality time with your family and friends, and fly-in day is a little bit of a ways away. Today's episode of the FIFO Fit Podcast Show, we've got a very special guest on, Narissa Tarman, That FIFO Nurse, which you guys may be familiar with on Instagram, who is a registered nurse at Roy Hill Mine, and she shares with us some very interesting insights into health, fitness, and basically how to take care of yourself while on site. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. But before we get right into it, do not forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you are, and make sure that you're telling your friends about this show, right? Get them on Spotify, Facebook, wherever, YouTube, we're all over the place. But get them on here, guys, because the show is all about helping you guys improve your health and fitness and master the lifestyle while on FIFO. But apart from that, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
For those of you who do not have the privilege of knowing the beautiful Narissa, we are so fortunate to have her here today. She is you will know her as That FIFO Nurse. She once upon a time disappeared off of Instagram before, which was tragic, and we're all very sad about that. But this superstar is a registered nurse who works fly in, fly out, and you work in Roy Hill Mine, is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Roy Hill, and this chick is just multiple different threats. She's super interesting, super funny, great engaging content, but also on her Instagram, so if you're not following her already, definitely do that. But she also has a super interesting job, a super interesting career, and she is so kind enough to share more of that with us, not just on Instagram, but that's why we have her here today. So I'm going to be interviewing That FIFO Nurse here on Instagram Live. And yeah, huge welcome, Narissa. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us.
Oh, anytime. Thanks for the opportunity.
So the first question that people want to know, they've been asking me, they've been sending me messages, pineapple on pizza or no pineapple on pizza?
No pineapple on pizza.
Thank you. Right? Right? Man, some people get this so wrong. The first thing that I wanted to ask was, and really kind of, I guess, to get a better understanding of who you are and kind of how you got into being a registered nurse and then, you know, working in some of the most desolate areas in Australia, if not the planet, to be perfectly fair, right? Like barren, challenging environments, crazy, but then not just working in these environments, saving lives in these environments. Literally, Narissa is like the knife's edge here. She's first responder when it comes to emergencies for the hardworking employees of the mining and resource industry. This chick saves lives. That's cool, right? And she saves the lives of hardworking men and women of Australia. So I think I'm in admiration of you. I think that's super cool. And I wanted to ask, how does a 28-year-old chick not just get, because you have a pretty interesting story. We had a conversation about this previously, but how does a 28-year-old chick find herself as a nurse in the outback of Australia saving lives?
So few people do know, few people don't know. I originally started off as a vet nurse. Just wanted a little bit more of a challenge in my life, so went off to study nursing. Pretty much as soon as I got out of graduation, just happened to have that little bit of connection to get my foot in the door. So I originally started at a pool mine. I'm talking like 30, 40 people max. Biggest hazard on that mine for me, luckily, was the goat. So life was a little
bit simple.
A goat. We have Rambo.
Yeah.
Goat.
what the hell? More on that later.
So from there, I was able to progress onto bigger mine sites. So I went from a mine site of 30 people to a mine site of 600 people. And then I kind of just branched out on my own for new challenge, new experience. And ended up at one of the biggest mine sites in Australia, here at Roy Hill, anywhere up to 2,000 people on site at one time, so to one nurse.
Are you serious? Wait, so you're... No, that's... Is that real? One nurse?
One nurse. So I do have the luxury of having a paramedic helping me out. So yeah. That's... But yeah, just the one nurse.
Wow. So you're responsible for 2,000. You didn't say 6,000. You said 2,000, right?
2,000, yeah. So average week... 1,500 people. Extra people shut down.
No kidding. So it's a pretty cruisy job, right? Like, you pretty much just sit around all day, not doing too much.
Oh, good joke.
Yeah, feet up on the desk. Wow, incredible. So you were originally a veterinary nurse. Is that correct? Am I saying that correctly? Yeah, veterinarian.
Vet nurse.
So originally a vet nurse, and then you transitioned from there. You went back and studied again. Became a human nurse, as we were talking about the other day, registered nurse, and then pretty much straight away, just through connections, you had built, got straight into the FIFO space, and then here you are, Roy Hill.
That's it.
That's amazing. That's incredible. And so talk to me. What's a normal day to day life like for you? Like, what does a nurse on site do on a day-to-day basis? Is it the same as like nurses back, in the homeland, or what's it like?
Different planet. It's a little bit different on mine sites because you're a bit more of a glorified GP. You also help people out with mental health as well, which is a big one. So you're very much an all-rounder here on site. So you just got your normal health issues, you got your mental health. People just come in for a bit of a chat, to be honest, some days. Got drug and alcohol screenings, first aid trainings.
No kidding.
Very much all
right. Are you basically the go-to person on site? Like, when it comes to medical, and please excuse the terms and just help me navigate through this, right? I'm simple. Are you basically the linchpin, so to speak, when it comes to the medical side of things on site?
Yeah.
Wow, so that's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, it is.
And you're 20. That's incredible. Nice job. Wow. Okay. And so, you're dealing with you said glorified GP. So you're dealing with a whole lot of different issues throughout the day. It was actually interesting. Some good buddies of mine, Happiness Co., actually came and ran a seminar at Roy Hill Mine, I think just the other week. Were you familiar with that? The mine's that big, you probably have not. You're like, man, I'm working. Okay. So you're dealing with, you're basically the go-to gal. Everyone comes in. And talk to us a little bit about your shift work, right? Because I know that you work some pretty crazy shifts. What's that like, right? So a day-to-day isn't a 9-to-5, is it?
No. So my day starts at getting up at 3:20 in the morning, getting up, having breakfast by 4, opening my clinic at 4:30. I work to 11:30. I then have this glorious little vacation break in the middle of my day where I get to go to the gym, have a nap, swim by the pool. And then live it up a little bit for a few hours.
Yeah. Work on that tan.
That balance. In the afternoon, we're back from 4:30 to 7:30. But we do remain on call 24/7. So if there is a call or emergency in the middle of the night, get that lovely little wake-up alarm.
Right. And how frequently would you get called out during the evening?
I'd like to say not at all, but that is a complete lie. I'm probably averaging about 5 calls, 6 calls a swing. So it's not too bad.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was thinking per night, but no, swing. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, wow. Okay. When do you sleep? If ever. What's a swing like for you? Is it what are your swings like? Is it pretty static? Does it interchange? What's that like?
So I'm just set on a 2 weeks on, 2 week off rotation. So gives me a good R&R balance, plenty of time to rest, catch up on things I need to at home, and be refreshed for the next swing. So
what's been the most funny / interesting story that you've got for us as a nurse on FIFO?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Through watching your stories, I know that you've got a lead foot, so you like to just kind of, you know, hoon around in the ambo all day. That's what, you know, you're just going for a cruise, doing some donuts. What's the story? You're taking photos of random goats and these lizards.
Independently, so I have to entertain myself some way throughout the day.
Yeah.
I did almost give my site manager a heart attack, taking him for a hot lap around the bush in the ambo. So yeah, I did have to prove that I could drive it in an emergency situation.
Yeah. Interesting question. How fast would you go on how fast can you go in the outback here, like with the ambo? How fast have you gone is what the people really want to know.
I think we did 140, but that was up on the runway, so it was just a straight road. It wasn't all that.
Okay. You were just dragging a plane. What was the
planes off out there, you know, we're a bit remote.
you know how to entertain yourself on, that's quite clear from, you know, if you follow this chick on Instagram, and if you're not, again, @FIFO_nurse. She certainly knows how to entertain herself on site with just little, like, you definitely have a good laugh at yourself, which is great. It's always good to see.
Yes. Come on. Don't now. Take it too soon. I have a laugh at myself. It's ridiculous.
And I would also imagine that's probably a pretty important thing to be able to do, given the, you know, because I've been fortunate to work with guys in the FIFO space the last couple of years. And a big challenge of that, it has to do with obviously the isolation of being on site, right? And just the complete lack of, in a lot of cases, options and things to do, right? So plus also given your role, being in the medical profession and being, you know, that linchpin, that point of contact, you're getting a lot of this, you're solving problems and, you know, real problems here. So that's a lot of negative energy that you're kind of having to deal with on a day-to-day basis that you really have to have an outlet for. And actually, I guess my question on that would be, what is the outlet for that? What do you use to kind of, because that's a big deal. That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of patients come in and, you know, some could be, most of them for medical conditions, but as I did say, mental health's a massive issue out here. A lot of people just want someone to talk to. And if you're there for them, can just, you know, take some of that negative energy off them. I can go expel it at the gym or the pool or whatever I do with it, just something crazy. It just makes people feel a lot better knowing that someone's there that they can listen to, talk to. I'm not going to get a non-judgmental thing. It's literally as simple as, how you going? Are you okay?
Yeah. That's super important. And it's and a lot of respect to you as well. Because again, I'm having a lot of conversations with these guys as well. And I 100% agree with that. Like the fact that, like, just having a conversation, having someone to talk to and kind of just siphon through thoughts is like, even for myself, right? Like, you know, I have these same challenges, right? So just having someone to be able to talk to is really beneficial. So that's awesome. What's the story behind this goat that you have on your Instagram?
Okay. So this goat, his name is Rambo. So originally he was found by our mine site owners. It's like just a little baby goat. So they raised him. He pretty much thought he was dog slash half a person most of his life. However, he's just got this massive hate towards females, like unbelievable hate towards any female that he ever sees. So
really? So he's a sexist goat.
He's a very sexist goat.
That's brilliant.
First couple swings at that mine site were a bit tedious. I was always, you know, looking around the corner. I'm like, oh, it's Rambo there. Or, you know, you could see him eyeing me off. I'm like, I've got to run, like streamline straight to the clinic or straight to the car. It's such a troublemaker, ramming my walls, knocking on the door at nights, headbutting my ambulance while I'm trying to service it, things like this. But, you know, persistence pays off and so does kindness. I tried everything I could, worked out his favourite branches and started to love me towards my time there. Started ramming everyone else. Me. So
really? So you befriended him?
I befriended an enemy.
That's great. That's great. Persistence. I love it. You've been a registered nurse for, I think it's 12 months now, right? Or just over that, 18 months?
Thunder. Almost 12 months.
Almost 12 months. But you've been working almost entirely. In fact, you've been working entirely FIFO that time, right? Like at mine sites, correct?
Correct.
What would you say have been the two most interesting things that you've learnt on your time working on FIFO?
Probably empathy. I know that sounds a bit weird, but empathy is just one of those things that I've never really developed with people before. Nursing, it's very clinical and straightforward, but here, because everyone's lonely, you're away from their families, everyone's got issues. That's what me. Yeah, how to approach situations differently, and everyone's going through stuff.
Yeah, wow. So you've been able to kind of connect with people a lot more effectively, a lot better. Yeah. And have you just learned that just because you're forced into that situation?
Yeah. So when you work at the hospital, it's very, this is your patient for the day. This is what you need to do for them next. I'm with these people for weeks. I get their family history. I know their family, know all their home background, what's going on in their minds. It's
Yeah, full on. We know that things don't always go to plan. So what has been one of your scariest moments of you on site?
So this question has been bugging me because I've been trying to think of something that's actually scared me on site other than my goat.
Yeah. Medically, what are you talking about? This is all, we haven't pre-planned this at all. This is all on the fly. What are you talking about?
Good questions. I've been lucky medical wise. Like, we've had just a few people with chest pains, which, you know, initially that's, you know, a situation in itself. Pretty level headed with that sort of thing and calm. Nothing's gone to bat, like nothing's gone haywire or anything like that. Other than that, just because we do have, we're like the home of death adders here at this site. Snake bite incident we had a few months ago was probably the scariest, just because we couldn't identify what snake it was straight away. No one had seen the snake. He just had that bite. So it was just,
that totally makes sense. I was actually following a guy, I think it must be West Coast Traveler or something like that. And there was one dude who took a photo and said, like, he went to go do his washing late at night, and he took a photo. I'm not sure. Have you seen the photo? Do you know who I'm talking about? Maybe not. This was recently, like the last 2 weeks or something like that. I'm like, damn, dude. Like, legit, that's full on. So a snake bite's a pretty common thing, or is it like you see the snakes quite often, but not frequently? People don't that frequently get bitten.
Well, people are pretty well observant around here. So they're sick to footpath this time of year, where it's a lot hotter, well lit up footpath, mind you. That sort of thing. We do have on-call snake catchers, everyone reports it. We've had 5 death adders spotted in the last 2 months, around sitting out the front of people's dongers, that sort of thing. So keep your doors closed.
That's crazy. I read somewhere that Australia, and I think this, you're supposed to know this is by default, but Australia, of the top 25 most venomous snakes, there's only 3 that Australia does not have. good to know, Australia. I wanted to ask also, what would you say are some of the most common issues that you're treating on site?
So most common thing, obviously wounds is a lot of one, workplace incidents, just people being a little bit careless to what they're doing or what's around them. Anything chest pain related, which is kind of coming back secondary because these people are all, you know, unhealthy diet, smokers, a little bit of weight.
What advice would you give? Like, if you could, you know, if you could speak to everyone who's on a mine site, all the guys, all the girls, you know, everyone who's there, and given what you know about the industry, about what you, you know, the challenges that you're working through and how you're helping people, what advice would you give to people to take better care of themselves so that, you know, we all want to meet you and know, but we don't want to have to show up and see you, right? Because otherwise that means there's something going on, right? So how do people look after themselves better?
Monitoring what you can eat, especially on FIFO camps, and know the temptation is so real. There's cakes, there's all sorts of sweet things, lots of breads, all the naughty food. You know, there's really no excuse. Healthy diet, gyms, cease your smoking, guys. My goodness, that's our biggest one out here. and obviously reduce your alcohol intake.
Develop a healthy lifestyle while you're on site. Start making better choices. Nutrition, training, get to the gym, and that will solve most of the problems that you're actually dealing with.
Yes. Fatigue's also our biggest one on this site as well. Late meals, bad diet, no exercise, lots of alcohol.
Well, I think that's pretty much it, because I know that you've got to bounce because you have a pretty serious job to do. Is there anything that you wanted to address or any other things that you wanted to answer for them?
Yeah, so what people have been getting back to me about is they're wanting to make that lifestyle change whilst on site, but not really having a plan in place to do so or knowing the first steps. Right. So that was their question to you, is how they can start to make those changes.
So I work with guys on site to help them do exactly that, master their health and fitness with their lifestyle. And I think the very first thing is that you have to understand that there are a lot of challenges on FIFO, of course. You know, we've been talking about them here. There are a lot of challenges. The environment, especially the people that you're surrounded by as well, is not really conducive of health and fitness. So when it comes to making that change, a couple of practical steps, and I think you and I spoke about this as well, is number one is stay hydrated, blanket hydration. You need to be on top of that. You need to be drinking adequate water. I know that most sites have some kind of Hydralyte, Aqualyte, Thorax, and I'm speaking to a guy as well who's got some amazing stuff out there too. But you need to be staying hydrated, because the number one cause of fatigue or muscle fatigue, and you can correct me here because I've been saying this for years, so I could be wrong, is dehydration. And it's something that's so simple and so easy to get on top of, and it will make a big difference, because a lot of the challenges that you guys are talking about have to do with energy, right? I don't have enough energy, I'm tired, which then justifies you not going to the gym, or, you know, having that lack of willpower at the end of the day at the mess to, whatever, I'm just going to eat the cakes and all this kind of stuff. But if you can get on top of your energy and master your energy, then you're going to be able to start making better decisions, start taking better actions, and start moving yourself there. So for those of you who are interested, I'd recommend, and I'm going to have Narissa, I'll take this and I'll put this on the show as well, but I'd recommend you listening to the FIFO Fit podcast show. It's a podcast show that I do every single week. And I talk about the challenges of health and fitness on FIFO and how you can make a change, actionable steps on how you can go from nothing, no information, no understanding, to taking a step-by-step process on how to actually make that change. So it's FIFO Fit all over, pretty much everywhere, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, you name it. Get that into your ears. And if you have any questions, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram here, and I'm sure you could send a DM to Narissa as well if you have any questions there too. Hopefully that adequately answered your question.
Cool.
Again, thank you so much for your time, Narissa. It's been amazing to have you here. Thank you so much for sharing your information with us. And also thank you so much for the work that you do, because that's an enormous responsibility. And yeah, we thank you. That's really awesome.
Anytime.
Awesome. Have a great one. See you guys later. Make sure you follow that_FIFO_nurse. Check her out. She's awesome.